It started with a mixture of home renovations and an art museum. I was 6 years old, and over the weekend, my parents had taken both my sisters and I to the Warhol Museum as a distraction from the construction going on in our living room, which consisted of entirely new eggshell white paint and ivory carpet around the circumference of that area. Now, that entire day is primarily non-existent to me, but the consequences of those few short hours of being surrounded by modern art have been burned into my memory. Fast forward 48 hours to my living room, with my dear mother taking a nap upstairs and myself sitting in the newly constructed living room, barren of any furniture or wall decorations. It was fresh paint and carpet, and I found myself sitting in the center of the empty room eating a couple cookies with a glass of Kool-Aid. Now, with the only two people in the house being my sleeping mother and myself, this short window of time was an opportunity for creativity. As I sat in that empty space, I found myself staring at my glass of red Kool-Aid when the realization of all realizations hit me. I am completely alone. Accompanying this realization were brief flashbacks to the Warhol Museum, which consisted of paint-splattered modern art and beautiful creations no six-year-old could dream up themselves. I continued staring at my Kool-Aid as I stood up and carried it into the kitchen, ideas flying through my mind at the speed of light. I set my glass down on the counter and grabbed what to me at the time was a pitcher large enough to overflow the Atlantic. I carried it to the bathroom and hopped up on my little Sesame Street stool to reach the sink. I filled it about a quarter of the way with water, partially due to the fact that I couldn't quite understand the true depth of the sink in comparison to the size of my pitcher, and that I had the collective strength of about three rubber bands. I hopped off the stool, grabbed the pitcher of water, and hobbled my way into the living room. Setting the pitcher on the ground, I ran and grabbed the Kool-Aid powder container from the shelf in the kitchen and then made my way back to the living room. I dumped the red sugar crystals into the pitcher and swirled them around with my little toddler hand. After the mixing process was complete, I stood and stared at the liquid in the pitcher as all of my hopes and dreams at the time all strung together to form one certain goal. This was happening. I grasped the container and, within moments, the Kool-Aid splattered the walls with a sort of elegance I had not yet encountered in my 6 years of life, and it took my breath away. I was a young Picasso in a room of barren templates. I filled the pitchers over and over, running to and fro the sink and mixing in the powder. I was drowning in true, unwarranted joy, holding the plastic container outwards as I spun around the room, Kool-Aid pouring onto the carpet and splattering the walls around me. This lasted for an approximate 4 minutes until I had to take a breather. I stood back, marveling at my fire engine red creation in the room around me, and that's when it hit me. A new, even more beautiful idea dawned on me, clouding my chaotic mind. I was missing something. I was missing texture. Now, as an excited toddler immersed within a world of possibility, I ventured into my toy box and found the sole missing ingredient to my developing artistic creation, Play-Doh. Now, I was a privileged child, so I quite honestly had enough Play-Doh to suffice for many years to come, but that didn't matter. This was my calling, and this is what my Play-Doh's purpose was in my household. This was it. I dumped tub after tub onto the soaked carpet and stood back in awe at the world before me. I pressed globs of wet Play-Doh onto the walls, smeared it across the carpet, making smiley faces on the paint and little worm and spherical creations on the ground. It was heaven, and I was an artist, and nobody was stopping me. That was when she woke up. The cheerful pitter-patter of her steps down the stairs is a sound I will never forget. I froze in my tracks, standing like a statue next to the overturned pitcher in the center of the room. She made her way down the hallway. I have never figured out why I did not realize what I had done until this moment, but there I was, with nowhere to go. She turned and looked at me. It was like all the anger in the world was channeled through my mother at that moment in time, so much so that her brain was so painfully overrided with seething horror that her communication skills were entirely exasperated. That was the one and only point in my life in which I had watched someone's entire world crumble before them. I remained standing there in the center of my creation as globs of dripping Play-Doh slowly slid down the walls, making a sort of splattering sound when they hit the drenched carpet. I remember her stepping into the room with a drop jaw, shaking, eyes widened, and overflowing with fury. It started with a mixture of home renovations and an art museum and ended with more home renovations and no more art museums.